Well, Mom, it's the drive home. We're here sitting in Florida together watching the last minute of this game as Jake Garcia gets sacked on a fourth and goal. The season comes to an end.
It's been a sad season. What can you do when you have three quarterbacks that are not operative? Van Dyke injured and two that aren't ready to play.
I think it says a lot about the coaching staff, to me personally, that you can't get, at this point, two different quarterbacks ready, that you've had more than half a season to show progress. You have to remember last year, D'Art King went out, and we didn't know about this Tyler Van Dyke kid who ended up playing really well. And to not have either of these two guys ready to play mediocre ACC football games is kind of what this coaching staff is right now. And as many people have already said, it's going to be interesting to see how Mario changes his staff, because I think changes are needed and changes are coming.
They have to be made. They have to be made. This is ridiculous. This is just nothing but an embarrassment this whole season.
It has been tough. As this game winds down, you look at another blowout loss. I think we'll get into it at another point when we do a season wrap-up podcast. But as Miami takes a kneel, the next game is actually against Miami of Ohio, because we will not be in a bowl game here.
That's our first game?
Yeah.
Miami of Ohio?
Miami of Ohio next year. We will start against, so we will not know how good we are, and hopefully we don't lose that game. But that's a long way away, and right now I think you're looking, as this game winds down to its final seconds, a lot of players wearing Miami uniforms for the last time.
And they are probably good players that we shouldn't be losing, but it's too bad. It's done. We're done.
That's the best way to say it. This season is done, finished.
I'm so glad that they're not going to embarrass themselves in a bowl game, because this was bad enough.
I think you watch this game and you see how checked out that they were. A bowl game in like Birmingham, Alabama, or Yankee Stadium.
No.
At the Pinstripe Bowl.
No.
These guys would not have wanted to play in this game. It was clear they haven't won. After Clemson last week, and then now, this was awful.
Again, you don't have leadership. You don't have team leadership. So what are you gonna do? The defense can only do so much leadership. They're not the ones that are supposed to be doing the team leadership, right?
I mean, defense leadership, yes, helps. It just comes across when only one side of the ball is doing well and the other side is one of the worst in the country, is really tough. I think that doesn't help the situation. I think I've said this, and I see kind of in the social media sphere and all of that world, that I think the most disappointing thing about this offense this year is that it was clear that the personnel for what Mario Cristobal wanted to run and wants to run at some point is not here yet. And that's okay. It's okay that it's not here yet. But to not adjust and to not put your players in success to have some wins.
Well, just like you said, you should assess. They should have assessed the players and use them to their strengths this year while you're building what kind of a program you want. You said it. You said it during the game.
Imagine how they opened up Tyler Van Dyke after the Texas A&M game and Middle Tennessee State game, where they actually had him throw the ball more in a few games. Imagine if they did that to begin the season, just how much different this would have been. Instead of just implement a run offense with an offensive line that clearly is not built for the run.
I agree.
Last year, I had one of the most successful offenses that Miami's ever seen, with, I know, a couple receivers not returning, but enough talent around to have success. And there it is. Yep. You see probably Will Mallory. We'll definitely see Will Mallory as time we see him in a Miami uniform.
Well, yeah, because he's senior.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting there. I'm putting it together as I stumble over my words.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, they're doing their post-game analysis now. We've done ours. There's not much else to say on this drive home. Everyone get home safe if you're still...
If you're at the game.
If all five of you that are still left at the game, get home safe. Traffic will not be bad.
Go Canes.
We are off for this week. Mom's going into her own surgery this week, so we will... come back maybe in another week or two to recap the season, since we'll have some time to do some research, go over the miserable stats, and then put this season
to bed.
We're gonna
bury this one.
Oh my gosh. Well, hopefully this is the last bad one for a while.
We've said this for years, I think.
Yeah, there's 2007, there's 2014, there's 2019. I think there's 2015 when, yeah, there's 2015. I forgot that one.
Yeah.
2019, beginning of last year. Yeah, this one's pretty bad. Hopefully it's the last one, but it won't be.
It won't be.
All right. Go Canes.
Go Canes.